Hey, everybody. Welcome to Three Fat Truckers, episode 101. That is 101. I can't think of another way to say that. Check us out on the socials. We're live streaming tonight on Facebook. You can catch us on TikTok, Instagram, anywhere where you can watch or listen or whatever the hell. We're there one way or the other. Show notes are linked in the show's description. We're your hosts. I'm Bill.
And this is your old buddy, Dave.
This is Malia.
And Steve, enjoy the show.
Yeah. Here we are again.
Yeah.
We need to start off by apologizing to our loyal listeners.
So I've been doing that all day today.
Yeah. We had some technical difficulties last week. We didn't get it.
We had a Bill Hill problem.
So
we had a Bill Hill problem.
We're doubling up today. Yeah.
Yeah, we're
calling him out.
Well,
you forgot to throw our email out there. It's show@3ft.
Yeah, show@3ft. Nobody uses it anyway. Show@3ftpodcast.org.
Email me and say hi.
But I'll tell you what. The best way to get a hold of us right away to where you know 100% we will see it and we will respond is through the Facebook group. But if you don't partake in Facebook, I personally understand. Email the show or use one of them other things. Eventually we'll get.
Well, we do have today for the live show, you can able to text the number Dave's got, which is, what's the number, Malia?
260-300-0342-260.
Say that again with only one voice this time.
0342. It would have if you didn't talk. Let me do that one more time for everybody.
I just sent it out over the live chat. So
260.
Hey, you guys
want to
talk to us today?
0-0-0-3-4-2. You notice they all talk
every time. But he's not.
Every time. But you know what? You're just as guilty of it as they are. So
almost definitely more guilty.
Well, no. I didn't think you were going to say it 12 times.
But that's,
I was going to say it once, and then I got talked to through.
The only thing about that is, though, that if you comment through text message, which is an option, feel free to do so. The only thing about that is nobody else will see it except for us, and it will be gone to the ether. Whereas if you join us on the live stream or if you comment on the video somewhere, wherever you're partaking of it or on social media, it will exist forever.
Dave, what was your first text that you got?
The first one I got was Bill.
No, the first one you got was Dave.
The second one
was me. It did work.
What did I send you, you jerk?
Oh, that one. You want that? Well, you're like fifth down.
Oh, I figured.
You said you guys suck.
There you go.
But see, that's it. If you want to tell us how bad you are, just send us a text. If you don't want everybody to know it, yeah, send us a text.
We might suck, but we've got 101 episodes, bitches.
I want to know if Richie has
dinner before you come on or what, dude.
Richie's got to be out here.
Smacking your lips eating something.
Yeah, well, I've been behind this doggone microphone all day trying to catch up.
Jeez.
And just so you know, further down the road, if we're doing a live, we may even start in phone calls so you can call into the show and talk on the show. That's our goal to set up. So
yeah,
that's why we're
saying. You can call and say you guys suck.
That's right. You can call in and say it live.
Yeah, we want you to say it to our face. We'll put
my fans aren't going to say that. They're going to say hot showers at random hours. That's what they're going to say.
Yeah, the only way we're going to suck is if she leaves the show. Then it's it's over.
Yeah, you guys are going to be pretty boring.
We might as well go start putting Lego train sets together or something for a hobby.
What do you mean start?
Ooh.
Cool. Where were you today, Bill Bell?
I've been podcasting all day today. Thank you very much.
You weren't hanging out with the cool ones, the cool podcasters.
I know. I wanted to be you guys were at the truck show, and I wanted to be there. But there was no way I was gonna.
Oh, we were at breakfast.
It's also Talisa's birthday.
We were at lunch. Then she brought her. She would have rather have hung out with me.
She wanted a daddy daughter date.
Well, you didn't give her a choice between Malia.
Well,
if you gave her a choice, I guarantee you I would have won.
She's thought up three separate daddy-daughter dates over yesterday. She wanted me to take her to that noodle place in Jefferson Point, so we did that yesterday.
Oh, okay. I didn't go to that one tonight. I went to a different one.
then she wanted a Target. She wanted to go to Target today, and then she wants to go to the mall with.
That's right in front of the noodle place.
This is a. It actually is a Japanese place. It's right there next to. No, this place is right there next to Cold Stone Creamery, right there in Jefferson Point. Little teeny place.
You said the noodle and Target. There's the noodle bowl right in front of Target.
Beanie Bistro is what this is called.
What is wrong with Fort Wayne and all these weird names?
Where do we have lunch today?
A Q-tip place. It looked like a Q-tip guy. What was it? It's like a...
Q-piece.
Yeah, but didn't it look
Q-tip
like a
Q-tip guy?
Doesn't it look like a Q-tip boy?
The mascot is a baby, and she goes.
It doesn't look like a baby to me. It looks like a and it's called QPs. It's like, what do they take a Q-tip and stretch them out and give them a belly? That's what it looks like. It's like, you know, like the Pillsbury Doughboy. I mean, where'd he come from? This looks like a Q-tip boy. He's got a little. Head.
You know, if anybody wants to look it up, there's only five left in the country. It's K-E-W-P-E-E.
And that's a Lima, Ohio place, basically.
No, there's one in Lansing, Michigan. And
okay.
I want to go to the one in Michigan.
There's five left.
I think fans wants to meet me there. I'll meet you.
What's
there
closer? Lansing's a couple hours away, though, isn't it? So I think Lima's probably a little closer.
Lima, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Richie. You know, Richie in the comments said he started way back on episodes, started working his way up. I don't know, man. I'm thinking about taking them first few off.
I know you should.
They're a bit rough.
Everything before me. No, I'm just
kidding. We're going to.
I'm teasing.
Hey, guys.
That's maybe a girl comment.
turn your up, Steve. Can't barely hear you.
Couldn't hear you at all a second ago.
I know, because it was muted.
Oh, that happens.
I'm like, he's talking and nothing's coming out.
What day, what show did she start? Do you remember?
No. I should have wrote that down.
That was a while ago. Oh,
Malia. We're not known for our first 10 shows.
Hey,
so.
Dude, you got a picture of my food today? Did you show the guys?
I don't know. Unless they've been on Facebook, I don't know if they've seen it.
I got a whole tray. I got a cheeseburger. I got fries. I got chili.
Yeah, this place sells like 9 items, and she bought all 9 items.
I don't know how many. It's got.
I hope you get a fat.
I got chili with Fritos and cheese and jalapenos.
Your metabolism will catch up with your age.
The yogurt black.
You are gonna crash like a piano.
Chocolate malt.
But
you
got small. They were a little dinky. Then I'm like,
they were small. And I ate half, and I gave half to Mike. And I said, here's your birthday treat after I ate half.
I showed you the picture of the carrot cake I was eating before I got my pizza.
Yeah.
I'm really starting a dessert first trend with people, or like breakfast appetizers is starting to become a thing. In my
We had a little meeting with Flatbed Red, and she is a big ice cream person, too, and that's her number one. Her and Malia were in heaven going, yeah, you got to have ice cream for breakfast.
did you see Red today?
Yeah, her and her husband were there. Malia wants to buy her truck. She wants
I
want to
buy
her
truck. Until she told me it was built in 1979, and I was like, oh.
Oh, that's so old.
We were
1980, and she goes, 1980. Well, 79. It was built in 79.
She had to
and
be
another
a
guy,
technical and, girl thing, and it was like,
and
but it's a nice
sitting there, and she goes, well, I was born in 82, and this guy goes, yeah, and you were made in 79, too.
Yeah, so he kind of had my back. He stepped up, and he's like, well, she was technically built in 79. If she was born in 80, she was bacon in 79.
Bacon.
You know what I mean? She was being built.
Slow and low.
Oh, yeah. God took his time with this package, let me tell you. He was like, add a little of this, a lot of that. We'll skip this.
Oh, hey, I forgot to mention. Hey, everybody, this is our first episode we are streaming in portrait mode because I got a feeling most people are watching this on their phones. So maybe this will be a little bit easier to watch on a phone and actually be able to see our faces and that.
A lot of it cuts it off halfway, don't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it would, if you're watching on a phone, it would like have a little tiny little picture rectangular on the top, or even if you had it full screened, it would be, it just wouldn't be quite right. Maybe this will be better, but if it's not, let me know if enough people hate this, Maybe
hate mail at, let's see, show at 3fppodcast.org.
Let us know what you think, though, because it's I've been trying to figure out how to do it for some time now, and yeah, I was wrong about how it worked, but I was schooled today on how to make it happen, so I did.
Did you hear that? Yeah. Bill was wrong. Did you get this? Is even being recorded?
I was wrong.
Take it when we get it.
I know he was wrong. Now can we get day to admit.
Oh, now look, Richie. Richie turns it sideways when he's driving to watch it. Yeah, you're the one guy, Richie. Everybody else just. You do it too. You're the one that told me that you don't do that. You just play it the way it is.
Well, my my new phone is a magnet, so it's easy to turn it.
Ah, God. It's all for none.
He drives in a circle jerk way. Do you think he does anything else normal? It's all circle jerk. It's like I tried to get ahead of them today so that I could pull over and get like video of them going by, get some content. The three fat truckers driving by with their truck and trailer. He goes a different way. Like I didn't get ahead of him, but like I just got ahead of him so I could pull over ahead of him, and I'm like, certainly he can't find a different way by now, you know. Oh yeah, he went some other way.
Oh, awesome!
I'm sitting there getting honked at by truckers.
He can go cross country, coast to coast, on just parking lots. I guarantee it.
I know. Why would I ever think I would have gotten going like by?
But he's not like the girl. He won't hit a curb trying to run over somebody in the parking lot because they're beating on somebody.
Did I do that?
I'm not gonna.
I did not hit a curb. If
you're
talking
about
this
over the
morning,
curb, is what you said through the grass. Right into the parking lot's what you said.
I believe the C word was even thrown around.
Are you talking about this morning?
Daggum.
No, there was
an incident on the girl or something.
I was like, no, I
didn't.
There was an incident this morning too.
Do tell. Go ahead, Dave. I think your version's better, Dave.
I wasn't there. I was on the phone and I'm hearing her going, what do you mean? Hell out of my way.
I did not say it like that.
So you have hearsay I don't give a fuck removed, don't you?
So this is what happened.
Oh, here we go.
Break it down.
Break it down.
Lake in Maple Crest was closed because of construction. But there's the concrete.
They just
grass,
closed it.
Yeah, in the middle. And then you have cars all lined up and then blocking the only way that you can turn to go head back the other way because they want to wait for the construction to get moved. Well, I didn't want to wait because I had to meet these guys out for breakfast. So I went around the cones and started nudging myself in because some of them were starting to go. And this car or this lady in this truck started nudging like she was going to hit my truck because she didn't want me to turn around. And so I yelled out some, you know, let her
expletives.
No, I basically said, I don't have a husband.
Jesus,
to
go with you.
If you dent my truck, I got full coverage. She's probably got a husband to answer to in her big old boxy Escalade thingy or whatever it was. And anyway, so she yelled something.
A husband to answer to.
Well, I look like a husband.
Well, she was made in another time, wasn't she?
Yeah.
It looked like a husband paid vehicle, like a man paid vehicle. Like he paid.
Better have dinner on the table when I get home.
Ladies, all your hate mail to Malia at 3ftpodcast.org.
This is what I got to say about it all. I was born in 1980. I am a. I don't care.
It was made in 79.
End of the Gen Z or Gen X.
He was cooking in the oven there for 9 months.
Low and slow.
I'm a true Gen Xer.
Don't
care about all that.
I hate to tell you, hon, you're a full-on millennial.
No, I'm not.
You're an elder millennial, but you're a full millennial.
Actually, I'm not. I'm a 1980.
I don't know why the crow fits.
Awkward.
Because that's what Bill is, because 1980 is a Gen Xer.
Yeah, 1980 is.
At the end, but it is. And actually, I was born to a family that raised me more Gen X than we
1980 is
everywhere.
When you start watching the kids at the school bus stop.
So breakfast bowl, yes, I drink.
I'd like to argue, but I didn't go through a no girls phase in my life. I never went through that phase.
A what?
Boy, little boys when they're little. Ooh, girls, no girls allowed. No, I wanted all the girls. I loved them all.
He's running around his diaper wanting to lick some puss. That's what he's telling you.
Oh, that's terrible.
Damn. I don't know that I knew it was all about that.
Oh.
And it's a good thing I didn't know.
It just smelled better than he did.
You spend 9 months getting out and the rest of your life trying to get back in.
Well, yeah, that's a typical male. But.
Yeah, that's quite typical. That's why my back's hurting right now, too.
Well, you're doing it wrong. You can't do it in the back seat of a 65 Mustang, Bill. You got to let that go.
If only I had something like that.
You need a Dodge. There's more room in the Dodge. Bill Engvall. My Dodge 1500 has lots of room.
Bill Engvall.
I don't know. I haven't used it for that.
Say it.
Nope, I'm done.
Come on, Bill Engvall.
Nope, done.
You only get two out of me. Anyway,
do we all have to listen to you eat?
I asked that earlier, but I guess so.
Yeah, you're going to have to listen to me eat. I got to listen to him drink.
Eat on your other show.
Listen to me drink.
I did. Well, what do we got here? We got a couple of stories. What do we got?
Yeah, well, I don't remember. I have to go back and look.
Am I the only one with the notes up?
No, I had another set of notes up.
Oh.
This set of notes come up. It's a week old, but it was just
well, yeah, when annoying, we talk about the truck
one. Annoying how Canada, how they nitpick on this poor pickup truck driver.
Who should we be talking to right now? Our rich guy? He's like, Mr.
I have seen far worse loads of pallets than this.
But once he reads this, all the violations.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why wouldn't you just tell somebody you're hauling them for yourself? There will be none of them violations.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't read it yet. Okay.
Yeah.
You got it, or you want me to do it?
He's asking you, Malia.
Oh, I thought you were reading it.
Okay.
I don't have her glasses on, so don't.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Cop stopped pickup driver hauling pallets for multiple commercial vehicle violations. This is from CDL Life, published May 9th, 2025. By, you guessed it, Ashley.
Ashley.
We didn't get to meet her. Canadian police recently stopped a pickup driver hauling a large load of pallets for numerous safety violations, according to a May 8th statement from Ontario Provincial Police, otherwise known as the OPP. West Region. A traffic stop was conducted on the pickup in Alma by the OPP's Wellington Division. Charges issued during the traffic stop include overweight vehicle, which is a violate permit, improper means of attachment on a... Okay, I'm not quite sure I understand how this is written, but it's an improper means of attachment, meaning, I suppose, how the trailer is connected to the truck.
Probably didn't have a safety chain hooked up.
Okay. Operate vehicle, fail to display inspection sticker or proof.
Like a commercial vehicle, you have to have that annual inspection on it.
Right. Operate commercial motor vehicle, no valid CVOR certificate.
Canada, you got the same thing as IRP.
Yeah. Operate vehicle, fail to display inspection sticker or proof. So that'd be for the truck order. Fail to surrender inspection schedule. Fail to surrender completed daily inspection report. Draw trailer, no identification number. And fail to surrender permit for trailer. Okay. So
now for our listeners, you'll have to go to our website or I can probably share this on. Go ahead and share it real quick, Bill, and say somebody on the YouTube wants to see it.
Yeah,
but they need to see it. It's a normal pickup truck.
I don't see where it's overweight and not.
Well, it's probably not overweight. The truck's probably only plated for 7,000.
Oh, look how that works.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
But the load itself, it's strapped down just fine.
Yeah, the it's load all is nice fine and straight. Stuff.
That's but, just I mean, great.
But maybe put two straps on the front and the back one.
I want to stand up there between the two.
But it's not overloaded weight wise.
I would have told him it's my personal vehicle. I recycle pallets.
Yeah.
my burn pit. I needed wood. You know?
Did you see the Velvet Magic fellas on the chat?
Are they?
No,
yep.
I didn't.
Yep.
Oh, Brad Paul. Magic.
Hey, guys, Velvet. Over here. I'll show you guys.
Thank you, Bill.
Velvet Magic on my tail.
But this is just of what we call in the
love you guys. I love them.
Is over enforcement, over regulation, stupid stuff. They were just there to write tickets. That's all they were doing.
Mm-hmm. Is that what they do up there, Richie? Let us know.
I don't think.
They do. It's like,
okay, so here's my prediction or my take on this. This they pulled this guy over and he was a complete jackass to him, and so they threw the book at him. Otherwise, they were just being complete dickheads, because this is a well loaded. I'm not sure why there's a gap between the stacks of pallets, but there
I
is.
Can stand there. I want to stand there.
It's come a well loaded.
Dudley Do Right would not be.
Well,
this
looks
mean.
Like he's putting more over top of the axle.
That's it. He's trying to.
He probably loaded from the front and realized, oh wait, I got too much up here. I better put some on the axle.
Yeah, but the truck ain't even squatting yet. You know.
No.
Richie says, yeah, what Bill said.
Oh.
Up there.
We've all seen some pretty sketchy loads of pallets.
Have you seen the video or reel on TikTok or Facebook right now of a guy by side of pickup hauling a pickup and it's just sitting on a trailer? They have one lick of chain or nothing holding it on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That white jacked up one.
Well, Diesel Sam just jumped on here too. So
I saw a U-Haul truck pulling a trailer full of U-Haul trailers, and it said, how many hauls could a U-Haul haul if a U-Haul could haul U-Hauls?
That's funny. We got to post that. That needs to be on a t-shirt.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back after this quick break, folks.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And we're back.
Ooh,
glad to see nobody left.
Long break.
Yeah, that was longer than usual.
Well, Sam says they get that over there too, but they're small vans loaded with pallets.
Mm.
Well, what
I've seen them on top of roofs on cars.
Yes.
Well, I've seen them in the trunk of a car, and it stacks up over top of the roof like the Indian people stack people on or bags on top of a van. Have you seen that?
I drive to Texas every
week.
They
are like the Jenga kings.
I drive to Texas every week, and I see these guys come out of Chicago with 4 cars strapped together, 2 cars on a dolly trailer. And I'm like, that is worse than anything on this pallet.
It's Mexicans going to the auto auctions up there.
Yeah.
Insurance
auctions. The bumpers off, and they got them on there, and they got the little balloon tires.
They'll pull triples and quadruples.
Yeah, and then on the way back, I see them just pulling all those dollies. They got 4 dollies behind them heading back north, and I'm like, oh, my
God. Well, I've seen them like that. I seen one that had a Ford Ranger with a smart car in the back of the bed.
Yeah, yeah. And then the semis, you see the semi stacked, and if one of them's a dump truck, it usually got a car in it, and then it's usually a pickup, and there's usually a golf cart or a motorcycle in the pickup bed.
The vehicle that's the biggest that you would think they would pull it with, that's not the one they use.
No, they use it.
With everything shoved in it.
They'll use the one they've got plates for.
Well,
That's true.
They didn't go through the CDL class where you're supposed to put the heaviest in the front, not the back.
Yeah, you got to think about weight.
You know they don't back him up.
Oh, no. They're lucky to get them going forward. I see them along the road all the time. So it's hilarious.
Awesome. Oh, what do you got for us, Steve?
Well, seeing as how we was going to have this out last week, Mother's Day weekend, I had a little thing for Mother's Day. So we can still cover it.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day festivities. That's everyone has a mother of some sort, Bill.
Yeah. I got a couple.
either still with us, you bragger. Either still with us or some have passed.
I haven't been
celebrate out. Mother's Day. I was waiting for it. What'd you do today? Oh, we dug her up. My question is to you all out there, what did you do for your mom on Mother's Day? Did you buy her flowers, jewelry, give her a call to let you know you're thinking about her and love her? Maybe take her out for lunch, or maybe you did nothing. What are some of the cheesiest presents you got your mom or made your mom when you were a kid? Let's see what the guys got to say and the girl.
Do we have to say a kid? Can we just say now?
Well, whenever. Was there something you remember that was goofy or funny or that she really liked that you give her, either growed up or little? Because you know when you was a kid, it was always the macaroni art or necklace they made you make in school kind mm-hmm, of deal. Mm-hmm.
Second grade, yeah, we made all those.
So. You know, it's not until they pass away that you truly understand how they really felt about you, I think. At least that was the case. My adopted mother, which I didn't know was adopted until I was 45. When she passed away and went and cleaned up, going through her stuff, I found every single Mother's Day, whatever the hell I gave her through my entire life. She kept every single little mm-hmm. card I made her, necklace I bought her, or a little trinket or the coffee cup with a lid on it. I remember one year I got her, and you know, now all that stuff is here at my house in a trophy case. But
I don't remember getting. I remember no gifts from my mom. I don't remember. It's been too long, too many years.
I wouldn't have either if I wouldn't have ended up getting them back. A whole lot of things that you lose track of, you know, in your mind.
Well, my mom passed in 97, so it's been a week or two.
Yeah, 2011 is when
a week or passed. Two.
Yeah.
What do you remember getting her, Dave?
I don't remember.
You don't?
I remember us getting an Easter basket growing up. That we got for one year for Easter, but I don't remember any Mother's Day. I remember us going out to dinner.
Well, hold on. You said 90. How old were you? 97. How old were you?
Oh, I was 40. Yeah. Something.
I guarantee you got her something.
35. I just don't remember what it is.
You can't remember what you have for eat yesterday.
Well, no, I can't. But I can remember stupid stuff that happened 12, 15, 20 years ago.
Well, you just don't commit stuff like that to memory. And that's, like I said, if I wouldn't have got that stuff back.
I don't even save birthday card. I'm not a card saver. If you give me a
I'm
card,
not either.
I look at it, and then it's in clutter. The garbage. So
I can remember buying my mom, and she'll back me up on this, and I think it wasn't just Mother's Day. It was any holiday to buy stuff. I'd always buy her a new package of wooden spoons, because that's what she used to use to beat my ass with and broke them. And dummy me as a kid would buy, look, Mom, I bought you new wood spoons, you dumbass.
Well, you ain't very smart,
are you? No. But I thought I was doing great, you know. Oh, she's out of wooden spoons. I better buy her some more. Well, wait a minute. She's done beat my ass.
Should have bought some of them real lightweight pine-made ones and ones that would just turn to toothpicks.
Do you remember Amways?
Oh, God.
My mom had an Amway broom with a metal handle, and that she used to swap me with, and I'd have to block it. And I'm like, man, go back to wood. That metal one hurts.
Oh, I remember.
Girl. What'd you get your mom for Mother's Day?
This isn't really a topic I would talk about. I'm the black sheep of the family. Gotcha. My mom doesn't talk to me. I call her every year, but...
Well,
I would have just skipped this one. And then I've got three kids, and my two daughters are just assholes, to be totally honest with you. No, they are.
I have three
daughters. I am a hard mom, strict mom. And so Mother's Day is a topic I would have skipped, especially since Mother's Day is over with. But
so we got to, everybody listening to this, everybody's got to start buying Malia Mother's Day gifts. No. Make it special for her.
I don't want anything for Mother's Day. I honestly skip the day.
We'll just buy you something for dessert day.
Yeah, we'll get you some waffles.
That's why I'm a dessert first kind of person.
Cheesecake.
Oh, by the way, I do have some pie.
So much more enjoyable than family.
I brought home.
What kind?
Sugar cream. And then Malia. Sugar cream. Yeah. She ate hers, and I got a bite of hers.
Bill, did they open back up Wayndale Bakery again?
No, but the place looks like it could open any minute. The last people that moved in, they did, and then it was open for like a year, and the place is all redone on the inside. It's beautiful, but it didn't last.
Closed?
What? Yeah.
What are they building on the old Azar spot? Is it
no idea. No idea what they're. I don't know what they're putting there, and I don't know what they're putting where the drive-in bank that they turned into a U-Haul car lot thing.
U-Haul to U-Haul.
He had a car lot. He turned the weirdest place into a car lot.
That bank back there, the circle drive kind of deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm worried. Yeah. That was the old Chase Bank.
When I was growing up, that was a dime store in there. We used to ride our bikes down and get 10-cent candy in there.
10-cent candy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, I used to get penny candy.
I know. I used to.
No, this was like packs of candy for 10 cents.
I was going to say for a dime.
I used to fill up a sack at the store that was near my house.
You remember them stupid little root beer things that looked like a little root beer, hard candy things? Yeah, I remember getting them.
I still like getting
those.
There's
a note for you there, Malia.
Hmm?
In the chat, that's for you.
Oh, jeez.
Did you read it?
Mm-mm.
Well, read it.
What is it?
Do you not have it up?
Richie sent her a message.
Yeah, Richie sent you a message.
Did he? He has left to write it to me.
Well, you can't see it?
No, I don't have it up. If I watch it and then...
He says, so I was just checking out the red lipstick. Can we change her name to Hot Lips? Mash.
Three fat truckers.
She probably...
Three fat truckers and Hot Lips. That's a heck of a call there.
Let me show you my logo.
She's getting new business cards and a red lipstick, so it might fit.
Our
roadie named her Red Lipstick because years ago she
our
stuck roadie.
Up. Our stuck roadie up Mike.
On, yeah, our roadie Mike. Oh, he's the producer. Roadie producer.
You see that? Oh, you can't gopher. See it.
Hold it still.
Hold it still to focus.
Take it back just a little bit. Right there.
Yeah, that didn't really work.
It says red lipstick, the girl.
All right, I'll have to post it on the page, but yeah.
Yeah.
Send it to me. I'll put it on the website, too.
There you go. I'll send it to you guys now.
So look at all this technology. By the way, anybody out there liking our shorts, am I doing this for wasting my time? Or
I don't know if my opinion matters, but I think they're fantastic.
I noticed we're about 1,500 to 1,800 likes on them, average on YouTube, so and TikTok, so.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to make all
what,
the
Dave,
difference in the
if
world.
You did it with your shirt off, I'm sure we get more likes.
Oh, no, we wouldn't. No, we wouldn't.
From all the bears.
We got to make a calendar now.
How am I
we do. We do. I'm April.
And May, no, and June, and July.
No, just April.
All the warm months. No,
you guys have to sell like special edition ones where I'm just in April, and then ones with just you guys.
No, yeah, the firemen can sell calendars. Fat truckers don't sell calendars. Yeah,
I bet you we would.
I literally got
breakfast bill has to be covered in pancakes. And syrup.
I literally stood on a guy that built one of your trailers, Steve, a heavy hauler trailer, and he said, I want you to stand on it and I'm gonna pick you up. And I'm like, okay. So and he did.
We was talking about the calendar and desserts and stuff. Wasn't that the one comedian said he's sitting there in the living room and a girl comes out and she's got a whipped cream bikini on? Covering up her boobs and her crotch, and he goes, all I can think of is she ate the whole fucking pie.
Oh, I would definitely have a hat on and clothes for mine.
But... Yeah.
And boots.
Hat and boots.
Hat and boots, nothing else.
Hat and boots.
Hat, boots, and whipped cream.
Never mind, I'm not going to say that.
Was it Burt Reynolds that did the play girl thing where he had cowboy boots on?
And his hat. Bandit.
And his hat, yes. Cowboy boots and a hat.
And his mustache.
I'd wear my knee-high red ones.
Yeah, that 1970 porn mustache everybody had.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Oh, my gosh. That brings back some old memories.
Yeah.
For you, the mustache brings back what kind?
the 70s.
You don't remember the 70s.
70s
or the
80s. 80s was the one that was sketchy.
Well, I was born in 80s.
What are we talking about?
It's funny how cocaine works. You remember everything before and everything after.
Cocaine's just like Viagra.
Dang.
Oh, Viagra.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
It's where you You take a melatonin and a Viagra and try and wrap one off or you fall asleep.
it's a race.
It's terrible.
I know I can beat you. It sounds like
I'm not sending you guys pictures anymore.
Well, the nice part about it, if you pass out and you're still stiff, she can still ride you and go right down and beat you, you know.
Just dry it off when you're done. I'm going to sleep. You don't want it stuck to your stomach when you wake up.
Yeah.
Well, oh. I don't know. Maybe you do.
One thing I know about Viagra, you don't want to take it if you ain't got nothing to do with it. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, you might as well have 4 hours.
You mean
hours
you don't want to take 2 in the morning and go drive for a week on the road? No,
what you don't want to do is take 2 at 6 o'clock in the evening and then expect to go to bed at 8 o'clock.
You guys, how do I see this conversation?
You ain't gonna roll out of bed.
I see I'm driving your truck and I see a tent.
You look in the bunk and all you see is a tent back
I don't know if I like the stuff. I'll tell you what.
I probably raised it too high, didn't I?
Hey, if it's
half a Viagra every day so he don't piss on his boots.
Well, it used to look at me when I shave. Now it just looks at the floor.
Yeah, well, welcome to old age, chum.
Oh, my gosh.
So does that area get gray, too?
Actually, you know what? No, it does not. I don't think it doesn't.
It doesn't?
I don't know. I keep it clean shaved.
It's not white, like your face and stuff?
No.
So it looks more like your mustache?
I wonder if it's because it's protected from the sun.
You got that, aren't you?
Exit, stage left.
Oh, we'll comment on all kinds of nefarious shit, but we won't talk about the color of our pubes.
Well,
that's off limits.
Saying. It's like, if you guys are going to talk about this stuff, then I'm going to start asking some questions.
But it's interesting because I got gray on my chest, but I don't think... I think the further south you go, the darker it gets.
You're patchy. You're like gray.
Well, I got a tattoo on mine. It just says USA till I get excited. United States of America Astronomical.
So does your wife follow the dark trail?
She pretty much knows where it's at by now.
The dark trail.
The dark
is it there? Is it there? Where is it at? Is it there?
Quaffing a Dutch girl's hair or something.
He's got dark hair above his mustache.
Letterkenny, Richie.
He's got dark hair probably at his belly somewhere.
It's gray on the chest. God
is real funny. It falls out of your head and it grows on your back.
Yeah, that's real funny.
And your ears. For some reason, he wants you to have hairy ears.
I'll tell you what. You can go to the barber and get, you know, they give you a good trimming, cleaning your ears, everything. Mm-hmm. And in a week, you're like, how did I get a hair that's that friggin' long coming out of my ear?
Oh. Your nose, and then you grab that one hair, pull it, and it's instant
it's
eye
your
sweat.
Asshole.
Ooh,
yeah, instant eye sweat.
And just to realize you didn't get it,
you gotta do it again. I don't know how women get waxed all the time because that
no,
is
brother.
Pain
I don't
later.
Get waxed.
Oh, I got mad respect. Either that, that's just a psychopath thing to do.
I have no
respect. That is one of the funny things on TikTok.
Think about getting your asshole bleached, Bill.
I mean, come on, man. What the? Who is so picky that they're going down there looking at your asshole and saying, "Now,
that's not wide enough."
Have you
me.
Even considered bleaching your asshole? This is awful.
Burns are you like a bitch?
Wow.
Campbell's Soup bleaches all their chicken to make it all the same color. Why would you bleach your asshole?
That way it tastes like vanilla and not chocolate.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to get you guys.
And we are live. We are live.
This is what they come here for.
Something about eating.
Cancel the
thing. They say one lick, you got it.
What happened to trucking and food?
Well, I don't want to talk about food now that he's talking about chicken and holes, balls.
And
they say everything tastes like chicken, though.
Oh, you said like, balls. I'm okay. So
balls.
Now let's talk about balls.
Rocky Mountain oysters?
Rear holes, I said.
Rear holes? Do you eat donut holes?
I don't have a front one, hon.
You got an innie or an outie, Bill?
Well, it depends on what the temperature is outside.
Are you guys circumcised
honest,
or not?
I swear the pool was cold.
I was cut.
I was cut, and nobody asked me a fucking thing.
Yeah,
they did ask you. You just cried about it.
I did. I don't remember signing any paperwork.
You did. It was your foot and your handprint.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, when you got your foot and your handprint, they dipped it in ink, they put it on the paper, then they cut you. That's when you said, yep.
Yeah, he must have got me when I wasn't looking, because I don't remember
any of it.
They
stuck your skin in a little plastic thing and kept it.
made a necklace out of it.
There you go.
Yeah. It's...
It went flying in the fondue.
Fondue.
What is that movie?
Ooh, you a Meet thick individual.
Meet the fuckers.
Meet the fuckers.
I know what she's talking about. Oh, my God.
Oh, the Brits?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I thought I came up with that on my own.
It was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. Deep fried foreskin. Covered.
It would have been better if it was the chocolate dipper one. It would be like
chocolate dipper. What are you talking about?
Sam Diesel's uncut. Well, you know what, Sam Diesel, you can just.
Sam Diesel. That reminds me. Oh my goodness, Clean Fire, diesel fuel additive. There you go.
Oh really?
Hey.
You guys got to talk about it.
Nothing. Probably nothing to do with Sam Diesel, but okay.
No, but he made me think of it. Thank you, buddy.
Use three fat truckers when you
Sam
check
Diesel.
Out.
There you go. There's a kiss discount. For you.
Yeah, that's
we get a discount. You know what? I got a bottle of it. I grabbed it Friday when I left the truck. I set it in my little side box and unplugged my inverter. So I was ready to come home and forgot
your inverter. I
thought you was going to say you unplugged your lunchbox.
No,
the way he was moving his hand, I thought he was getting ready to say he accidentally drank it.
Was it a two hander?
Nope. No, you're just doing little bottles. Oh, one of the small ones. So.
Oh, all right, kids. Well, I think this pretty much wraps it up for another one.
Yeah, well, diesel additive and foreskin. We're done. There's your title, Bill.
That's what you do. We should throw it in the diesel fuel additive.
Clean fire foreskin. There you go.
Clean fire.
I gotta shorten it a little bit, though. Yeah.
Yeah, they like
diesel foreskin.
Thomas, send
you
some. We got a project to try.
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, yeah. Well, like I said at the beginning, look us up on the socials, email the show at 3teethpodcast.org. Comment on the video on Facebook. You can even comment on the website. I promise
TikTok,
we'll get it. Yeah, TikTok.
Instagram, X, Facebook.
For God's sakes, go check out Dave's TikToks. He works hard on that shit, and I'm not kidding. I'm glad he does it because I won't. And
we'd like to thank everybody that was in the chat tonight.
Yeah, thanks a lot for joining us.
We really appreciate it. You guys are why we do this.
Thank you guys for texting the show, Mike.
Yeah. Thank you.
Save that number, Dave, put in the chat thank here. 260-300-0342.
We'll get that on the website one of these days.
We're actually going to get this around, or we're going to actually do some call-ins. Let you guys call in and talk to us.
Dude, let's do some of them. Let's call. Dangerous. Let's prank call people like they do on that Oklahoma show. I'm going to come down there and whoop your ass. What do you think about that, right? Let's do some of that shit.
A can of whoop ass.
How about I walk down there and put on a big old can of whoop ass on you there?
Maybe we can call Clyde and say, hey, this is the Milking Association. Oh, we heard you was the head milkman.
We need Clyde a shout out. Hey, buddy.
Love you, Clyde.
Mm-hmm. Keep liking my stuff, buddy.
We ought to call
Tim. Can't believe you're making fun of Tenday.
We deliver anywhere in the country in 10 days.
Is he married before I comment too much on that?
I'm not sure. He still lives with his old lady, but I don't know if they're married anymore.
10 days.
All right, kids. We'll be back next week. We'll be back next week. Till then, I'm Bill.
And you still got your old man, Dave, over here.
And I've been the girl.
And I'm Steve. Thanks for stopping by. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks a lot, folks.